When meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say that it's...
spoiled.
Uh-huh. What about butter when it's been kept too long?
It's spoiled.
Mm-hmm. When the...
Now, that spoiled the butter is mainly in the one that made it, that fixes it up. Now, if you don't get all the water out of butter when you're washing it,
mm-hmm.
after it's turned, why, if you don't get all that water out of it, in about a week's time, it'll spoil on you. And there's no sale for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a little bit of that water out of it, and then put it in a mold, a pound mold, and just fill that pound mold perfectly full level,
mm-hmm.
and then it's got a lever to it that you just push that mold, that molded butter out in pound mold, and then wrap it to this paper.
Mm-hmm.
Set like this, there's the marking.
How do you get all the water out?
Well, you just have to work it with a spoon until you get all the water out.
Just keep squeezing it?
Just keep squeezing it and stirring it, and the water will all come out of it. And then you drain it off into a pan or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like that.
A lot of work to such stuff as that.
I guess it is.
And when we started to butcher,
mm-hmm.
we'd tell the neighborhood, now we're going to butcher hogs a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
Come over and help us if you can. Well, they never failed.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to, I've seen more people around butchering than you could stir with a stick. And when we got through, we fixed them all up a nice pan of fresh. And that was their day's pay.
A nice pan of?
Fresh meat.
Uh-huh.
Of, the hog that we had butchered, fixed them all up a nice pan of fresh meat apiece. They were happy over that.
How would you go about butchering a hog?
Well, the first, of course, as you know, the first thing you do is kill it.
Mm-hmm. Just shoot it?
Shoot it with a 22 rifle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that bullet that I brought in here
mm-hmm.
yesterday. And then you stick it right here with a knife
mm-hmm.
and go in until you get into those arteries and cut one of them and then just let him lay there and bleed. Bleed, take all the blood out of him.
What do you do with the blood?
Throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people used to make what they call blood pudding out of it, but I never would eat it.
How would they make blood pudding?
Well, they take it and put it in a pan and let it harden.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it and put it in a pan with a little grease in it and fry it on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And you had your blood pudding. I never could go it because that is the life of you, a hog, or anything else is the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I just figured that you were just eating the life
mm-hmm.
of it, and I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you've stuck him then, and he's bleeding, then what else do you do?
Well, so we got a big barrel.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting in the ground on about that ankle. And,
about this 45
yeah, about grand. That way. And we got a platform out here,
mm-hmm.
right at the edge of the bow. Well, we take that hog and put it in that bow in hot water
mm-hmm.
and scald it to where the hair will just rip your hand on it, just pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And we clean them that away.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we clean them that away, why, we hang them up on what we call a gallows.